Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This weekend, the 23rd and 24th, is the Festival of Nations returning to St. Louis. And to discuss what is coming up and what happens at the Festival of Nations is the Vice President of Development with the International Institute of St. Louis. It is David Gonzalez joining the show. David, good to have you in studio. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Great. I'm excited. Ready to get this festival going. Let's do it.
I know that months ago there was some concern that this may not even happen just because of some of the funding cuts, the federal funding cuts. So first of all, let's start there. How did we get to this point where we're able to have the event after all?
Yeah, I think the International Institute, like a lot of nonprofits locally and nationally, are trying to cope with the new funding methods that are going on, or the cuts in funding, especially on the federal level. So for us, you know, we experienced that, and we were really trying to make sure that our resources were helping those clients that we serve, those immigrants and refugees who are coming to our community to build better lives. And so we had to take a hard look at some of those ancillary things, a lot of events, a lot of things that are nice to do. And you know, we took a long, hard look at the festival. But thankfully, we had so much outpouring from the community. There was really a need amongst community members, they felt, to have this event, to celebrate what makes St. Louis great, our history of culture, multiculturalism. And as I was sharing with some other folks, the business community stepped up, and we had some great sponsors this year, including Volkswagen, which I'm very excited about, as well as Enterprise Mobility and RGA, to name a few.
Excellent. And I want to get into the Festival of Nations itself. But just from the International Institute, looking back at how different immigrant communities enrichen St. Louis so much, and like, you know, just the depth, the culture that we have in our city. And I remember, obviously, I mean, well, everybody does, but world events affects our city, affects who comes here. So like we had a lot of Bosnians coming to St. Louis. At the International Institute, do you see almost like clear-cut waves of what's going on in the world, and then maybe some of the people that you see coming to the International Institute here in St. Louis?
Yeah, that's a great observation, Amy. So when we first started, almost over 100 years ago, our first clients were folks displaced by World War I. So we saw a lot of families, widows coming from Eastern Europe, Western Europe. And so that was kind of the impetus to get our organization started. And you're 100% correct. You know, during the Vietnam War, a good friend of mine, his wife's family came over during that time. And so unfortunately, as there are global conflicts and things happening, we do see a spike, of course, most recently in 2020 and 2021, a lot of refugees from Afghanistan coming to our community.
So we've talked about that, too, and how lately there are concerns on the parts of immigrants. And I know there are businesses in town that rely on immigrants to work and that sort of thing, and that the International Institute has sort of had a pivot in a way about when it comes to getting people to come to St. Louis from somewhere else. I know that there's an effort to get people from other markets to end up wanting to live in St. Louis as opposed to being in Pittsburgh or whatever else. So what is that pivot like?
Well, you know, first of all, I would say, again, to Amy's comments, you know, anti-immigration feelings are nothing new for our community or for our nation. So I think that there's always a little bit of resistance or uncertainty about people coming into our community. Are they going to change the culture? What's going to happen? But, you know, when you look at the economics of it all, our city, the St. Louis region, continues to struggle with population decline. So how do we get more people here? How do we get people to buy homes, to support, you know, the zoo and the art museum, and to take open jobs? And so really for our community to be more welcoming and compete with the Pittsburgh, and we're much better than Pittsburgh, of course.
Well, obviously.
I mean, come on.
That's
a bad example. I mean, obviously. I threw it out there.
You know, I mean, God. I don't even think we need to sell that. We're better than Pittsburgh.
Somewhere someone in Pittsburgh is like,
that's it. I'm not going to the festival. No, we welcome everyone, including people from Pittsburgh. I don't know how this turned into that. But
You started it. Yeah, it's not my fault.
I don't know. But in all seriousness, you know, I think it's interesting when it comes to things like immigration and refugees. We love to hold up the success stories, but sometimes we're a little hesitant when it comes to do the work. But I think, you know, it was even Ronald Reagan who said immigration is our superpower, right? Mm-hmm. The reason why we're so dominant on the world stage is because we draw the best and brightest from all over the world. And in order for us to continue to be, you know, this a great country, we need to continue to do that.
With the Festival of Nations then celebrating all of this cultural heritage, does the Festival of Nations focus on St. Louis families, businesses, and neighborhoods? Or is it really just like, no, this is just a celebration of the world in general? Does it have a St. Louis specific tie?
Absolutely. So this year we have over 24 performances on Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those performances are local people who are highlighting their culture. For example, we have the St. Louis Flamenco Society, right? I mean, these are people who just, you know, are really into, you know, their dance and they want to highlight it. And this is a great way to do that. And, you know, there might be someone who's there. It might be you, Amy, who says like, hey, I think I could do that. And next thing you know, you're in a flamenco class.
Some friends of mine who tried to teach me salsa, they gave up after like 20 minutes. He's like, I'm a professional dancer in Mexico and you are hopeless.
Well, no one is hopeless.
That's true.
That's not true. There are some people just entirely hopeless.
But it is. You have to be exposed to it.
Right.
That is so amazing.
Yeah. But just to get back to your question, you know, so many of the vendors there, we have over 150 vendors and exhibitors there this weekend. And a lot of them are small local businesses. They're entrepreneurs. They're people who've come to this country and who are like, hey, look, I've got a great talent for this and I'd like to show it. I'm an excellent cook. I'd love to share my cuisine with you. That's how we, you know, how we break down walls is we share cuisine. We break bread with each other. And so, you know, a lot of our businesses really depend on this weekend. These are small businesses. These are locally owned restaurants. We have over 100,000 people who come in. So for them, this is just a great weekend to not only sell and promote their product, but to get people aware of where they're located here in the region.
I also think it's great. Like, I think we had a good friend on, Julio, who owns ZB Market. He's from Peru originally, and we were talking about how traveling is character building. You need to travel around the world and see places and see people in different cultures.
Yeah.
But it can be expensive. He gave us some great tips on how to do it on a budget, but it can be expensive. This is like traveling.
Absolutely.
You can go and literally immerse yourself in micro bits in all these different cultures.
Right. And so people always ask me, what are your festival tips? So my festival tip is get your friends, get your family, get in a couple of lines for vendors, get 5, 6, 7 different things.
Oh,
just sit down, listen to some great music, enjoy some great weather, and just share food, right? Sample food from the Philippines, from Ecuador, from Kenya. Just sit there, try something new, try some old favorites. You know, this is just going to be a fabulous weekend. I'm sure families are stressed out from the first week of school. This is a great way to be outside, run around a little bit, and experience Tower Grove Park.
And like you said, it'll be nice weather this weekend.
Nice weather.
I'm hoping.
Oh, yeah.
Hoping. Yeah. Well, at least it's not going to be 115 is what I'm saying.
Yes.
But if so, the vendors that you've got this year, how do they compare to years past? How much has it grown? Where are we now?
Yeah, so the vendors are a little bit less than last year. And I think as we talked about at the beginning, we just started late. We had 3 months where, you know, we had to get vendors in. We had to make some important cost-cutting decisions. So I think in terms of promoting it early on, we were kind of tentative. And so I think so for some vendors, they do this across the country. And so for some of them, you know, they're booking shows in Kansas City and maybe even Pittsburgh, if you can imagine. I'm just gonna keep
stupid
coming to
Pittsburgh.
And so, you know, when they schedule these things, they do it months in advance. And so for them, planning staff, planning to get supplies, especially our market vendors, who a lot of them will import items from their home country. And so, you know, the time it takes to do that, to clear them through customs, to get them to St. Louis, all that stuff, it takes a lot of time. And so when we weren't able to open up vendor applications until May or June, by then a number of our vendors already had plans.
So to do all this stuff you're talking about, how much more time did it take than normal?
Well, I mean, It didn't. So I think the honest answer is there are some things that we talked about having that we would have loved to put more effort in. You know, this is a free festival, but mm-hmm. one of the ways that we're able to pay for it is sponsorship. I think, you know, by having, you know, if we were able to plan a little bit earlier, we could have gotten more sponsors, more support from the corporate community. Our VIP experience is something else that we do to drive revenue. You know, we didn't really have the adequate time to set that up as much as we'd like. It's still going to be a great experience, and VIP tickets are still on sale. But, you know, those are some things that we would have loved to invest in. I think with this year, with some uncertainty around budget and some cuts, we just really needed to focus on the key things, which is safety, making sure we have good representation, making sure, you know, bathrooms are there, all the amenities that you need to have a safe, free, and fun festival.
And again,
your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
As you mentioned, it is free to attend the Festival of Nations, August 23rd and 24th. That's Saturday and Sunday coming up, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. You mentioned the VIP experience, which does sound really cool, and like it could just the experience itself plus a couple of four hands drinks per day, water and soft drinks, that can pay for itself pretty quickly.
Absolutely. So you know, we talked about the weather last year when it was 100 whatever. The VIP experience is great because you can go in the Piper Palm House and it's air conditioning, and you had all those things. You could still do that, and that's great. And I think especially from a family perspective, you know, if you have young children and you have to do a diaper change, or they just need a place to chill and deregulate, having that VIP experience is huge because you can just go there, take a breather, get a drink, sample some food, get a free gift bag, and go back to the festival grounds.
I love gift bags.
I like a good gift bag.
They're my favorite.
It's so fun.
Festival of Nations, again, is this weekend, 23rd, 24th, as Amy mentioned, 10 to 7 Saturday, 10 to 6 on Sunday. Festofnations.com is the website if you want to get all the information. Is there anything else that you want people to know before we say goodbye?
Yeah, no, definitely check out the website. You can see the listing of all the performers. You can also see a listing of our vendors and where they're going to be. Again, please bring the family. You can also bring your pets. I know a lot of people like to bring their dog, so your dog, or I guess your cat, can enjoy some outdoors as well.
Put the cat on a leash.
I don't know. I mean, that's you know, you could say that.
This guy, this producer over here, he talks about Festival of Nations all year long.
When I lived right next to it, it was my favorite food activity of the entire year. Yeah, and I would be there for both days. It's awesome.
And he would bring his cat on a leash.
Well, we look for what's your cat's name?
I do not have a cat either.
Oh, okay. This is all lies. He doesn't have a cat. We all love Pittsburgh. This is just a house of ours.
Cats are not great, David.
Pittsburgh's going to find out about this some way.
They're great.
Somehow.
No, they don't know what's going on. They barely speak English in Pittsburgh.
Wow. Okay. I mean,
they can't understand what's happening.
What's the Pittsburgh accent?
It's like, let's go home, everyone. You know? Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it is. It's pretty close to the Philly accent.
I just don't like the Pirates. Come on.
Nobody likes the Pirates. The Pirates fans don't even like the Pirates.
No, they don't.
Anyway. Festival of Nations is happening this weekend.
Do you want to run this show, David? It's off the rails.
This is my fault.
Oh, the Onion's article is that the Pirates were in trouble for directly marketing the team to children.
Yes, that was the Pirates under fire for directly marketing team to children is a really good headline. Okay, festofnations.com. That's the website. Check out everything there and go to it. Tower Grove Park, Saturday and Sunday, starting at 10 a.m. both days. David Gonzalez with the International Institute of St. Louis. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Enjoy the weekend.
All right.
It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. you focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.